Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith narrated from Imam Jawad alayhi salam about Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi, Imam al-Naqi. Today is the birthday of Imam al-Hadi, and we'd like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most beautiful day. Imam Jawad alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "Certainly, the Imam after me is my son Ali. His command is my command. His word is my word. Obedience to him is obedience to me. And the imamate after him will rest with his son, Al-Hasan." There's many virtues which have been narrated from people regarding Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Today we'd like to recite for you an account of something that happened to a certain person with respect to Imam Hadi. It's been narrated that a group of people from Isfahan, amongst whom were Abu al-Abbas Ahmad ibn Nasr and Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Alawiyyah. It's been narrated that there was a man named Abdul Rahman in Isfahan who was a Shia. He was asked, "Why have you accepted the imamat of Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam instead of anyone else from amongst the people of the time?" So he replied, "I witnessed that which obliged me to believing such. I was a poor man, but outspoken and daring. So the people of Isfahan exiled me and a few others. We came to Mutawakkil to ask for justice. We were at Mutawakkil's gate when the command came to bring Ali ibn Muhammad ibn Raza, Imam Ali al-Hadi. I asked those present there who this man was that had been commanded to be brought there. Someone replied, "He is an Alawi whom the Rafida believe to be their imam." He then said, "Mutawakkil may have summoned him in order to kill him." I said, "I will not move from here until I see who this person is." He continued, "He came riding on a horse, and verily people were standing in a line on the right and the left of his path, watching him. When I saw him, I stopped and looked at him. Love for him filled my heart. I prayed for him in my heart, for Allah to repel him the evil of Mutawakkil. He moved through the crowd, his sight fixed on the reins of his horse, not looking around, and I was constantly supplicating for him. When he reached me, he turned his face towards me and said, 'May Allah accept your supplication, lengthen your life, and increase your wealth and your children.' After that, we returned to Isfahan. Allah opened phases of wealth upon me, so much that I have to lock away in my house more than 1,000,000 dirhams, and this is apart from the wealth that is outside my house. I have been blessed with 10 sons, and I have reached an age in excess of 70 years. This is the reason for my faith in the imamat of this man who knew what was in my heart, and Allah granted his prayers for me." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Ali al-Hadi in the words of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد